this episode of Report This Post.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Reboot This Post, a Patreon-exclusive miniseries for our beloved patrons. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
We are here to pump you up.
And we are also your hosts with the posts. For the month of February, we're looking back into the archives of the podcast and selecting a topic to reboot with all new posts for a modern audience. And this week's topic, originally episode number 12 of Report This Post, is bodybuilding.
That's right.
A topic close to your enlarged heart from years of steroid use.
I wish. God, that would be so cool. I was actually thinking at the beginning of this whole pandemic thing, I was like, now would be a time to just really just start juicing.
Just go all in on it.
Not going to the gym, but not really doing anything else. Just, you know, take a little break from work to pop some tea into my ass while I'm here and just ride that wave. Should have done it.
Well, I don't think it's ending anytime soon. So if you want to, you might as well hop on board now.
I did find some resources on where to order stuff illegally through Facebook. So I'll just have to find those links.
That seems more like a dark web kind of thing, right?
Well, you know, the people selling them could be considered part of the dark web, if you know what I mean.
So bodybuilding is a fun topic online. Some of the most obnoxious fucking people, real bro types who also consider themselves intellectualized geniuses or whatever.
Sure, yeah. The kings, yeah. The philosopher kings, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And they're also just, like, usually very unfunny. But then, as we'll see here, they're also funny in a bad way in a lot of times, which is its own kind of fun.
And really enjoyable stuff.
We talked about it at the end of last week's reboot, but the original bodybuilding episode we did focused on that one guy whose name I forgot again. Jason
Genova.
Jason Genova, one of the many autistic bodybuilding guys online. A true warrior of the body and mind. And we got a few other type of those fellas in this episode, plus some old favorite websites and forums that we'll look at as well. It's going to be a fun one, folks. Christian, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
Excellent. So our very first one comes from bodybuilding.com, the mecca for juice heads. Guy named Ducky posted, "My penis shrinks during workout. I don't know why, because it's not cold. So when I'm done working out and go to the change room, I can't show off what I have because it shrank. Does that mean some people have a short amount of blood? Also, since the bigger a person is, the more blood flow they require? What if I continue to work out, get bigger? My penis will get smaller because of short supply of blood? Damn." And the top comment on that one from Serbian Bra, "Okay."
Agreed. So his theory is that he just has a short amount of blood for his body?
There's a limited amount of supply of blood, so as he works out and his muscles fill with blood, it takes away from his penis, and that's why it's shrinking.
Okay.
I mean, scientifically sound
solid
theory,
logic.
Probably would also be something about, like, the amount of gear he's on that's causing his penis to shrivel and invert into his body like some sort of reptile, but yeah.
And so he wants to, his goal after workout was to go show off his,
dick. Yeah, after hanging and banging in the gym, he can't hang in the locker room and show off what he's got going on there.
To all the fellas who want to take a gander. Maybe you should try getting a massive erection. That'll help.
Just put halfway through your workout, go into the bathroom and tie a rubber band around your shaft.
Or maybe what's happening is that he's actually rock hard during the workout. He ejaculates, and then it just gets soft, and he doesn't understand.
Didn't we have some guy that was coming during his workouts on the first episode? That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, he's the co-host of this show.
Okay.
So I found this fun post also at bodybuilding.com. Smiling or laughing is an act of supplication. This is one of the ways that chimps introduce themselves to a superior alpha chimp, grinning or extending their palms to the alpha. Similarly, notice how human alphas make a joke and everyone else laughs. This is because the social interaction was dominated by the alpha, and all the other humans then show their approval by laughing or smiling. In the old times, if they didn't accept his dominance, they would most likely just get their skull bashed in. So it is hardwired in human brains. This is due to the fact that smiling is in of itself a beta action. That's it. If this doesn't convince you to never smile, then you're a cuck.
Well, I must be the biggest beta cuck alive then, if that's the case. And I do not need your opinion on that. Thank you. You don't need to add anything to that. It's fine.
Yeah, if you're doing the big soy face as you're always doing, that is pretty bad. Yeah,
as I want to do. Yeah, sure.
I guess the soy face is like a chimp type thing when they're doing the whole the big O mouth thing.
Doesn't it come from like that's how those fellows perceive themselves to be not a threat to women? Like that was where.
Yeah, like, that sounds right. I mean, it's more just guys who think they're like funny, I guess. Right? Isn't that really what the thing is?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doing a funny face, but it's like it's a grown up version of like as a kid you would stick your tongue out or something when
do the bunny ears thing, sure, whatever. Yeah. I think it's part of that. I also just think it's a socially awkward learned behavior thing that is now just kind of passed into that side of the world of people. So yeah, I don't know. It's good to see, though. And it is also good to see when a guy like that is also shown to be, like, a sex pest later on.
That would be about 100% of the cases so far. Very cool.
Very, very good. Well, we talked about coming earlier. I found a thread titled, "I'm Pooping a Lot," over on bodybuilding.com.
The other cum.
The cum of the ass, poop. So I'm not sure, but the last few weeks since I've started back on my bulking diet, I have been pooping about 3 times a day. And you know when it doesn't feel like normal pooping? Here's my diet. Wake up, bread with jelly. 20 minutes later, 6 hard-boiled eggs, only 1 yolk, and oatmeal. During my workout, weight gainer shake. After gym, hamburger. 2 to 3 hours later, chicken and potato. 2 hours after that, whatever's for dinner. 2 hours later, a cup of peanut butter, cup of oats, 12 ounces of water and blender. And before bed, a can of tuna and a multivitamin. Now, I've done this before, and I wasn't pooping like this of what I can remember. Anybody have this problem on a diet or a certain type of food? And someone asked, "Do you seriously eat a cup of peanut butter in your shake? Damn." And the OP responded, "Not gonna lie, that shake at the end of the day is a real bastard. Takes me all of 45 minutes to eat it."
Just eating cement at that point.
Yeah. A cup of oatmeal. You could scoop that out and bake it and have cookies from that. You don't need to. That's like a no-bake cookie recipe, my friend. You're just eating batter.
Eating a batch of cookies, yeah. That sounds really. I do like the extremely regimented, and then like for dinner, just whatever.
whatever mom made.
Yeah.
It's reading between the lines on that one.
Yeah. That is probably exactly what that is, yeah. Mom, I got everything else. You handle din-din.
Mom, where's my peanut butter? I need to eat. God, 1 cup of peanut butter, you're going through
that's
what?
So much peanut butter. I do a spoonful 4 jars a week. I'm set. I'm not a big peanut butter head, honestly.
No?
I could do.
I fucks with it.
I do a peanut butter and jelly. To me, peanut butter needs jelly. And, okay. If it's just
okay, maybe that's what this guy's problem is. He's not got. He doesn't have enough jelly in his diet. He's only eating jelly 1 time a day.
That's true. But yeah, to me, like my wife loves like peanut butter in every possible like dessert or cake or cupcake or cookie or whatever. And I don't know. I like it, but I don't need it. And eating a cup of peanut butter sounds very bad. That's something I want to do.
I like peanut butter, and that sounds absolutely miserable to me. Mm-hmm.
So, another big bodybuilding forum is r/bodybuilding on Reddit.
Sure.
A guy in there shared a picture of his giant legs, and it received this comment. Beautiful wheels, son. That's some high-quality USDA-approved beef right there. I bet you suffocate bitches with those things when they give you fellatio. Lights out, honey. I respect your hard work. Work ethic like that can translate to lucrative success financially. This country has a wonderful free market economy where the wolves get to eat as long as they put in the effort. Those juicy, filthy, pumped-up quads show me that you're a wolf. PM me for advice if you're interested in business advice. I can have my assistant send you some of my literature as I've written multiple books on how to be successful in life. I've never met my father. I was raised by my violent, alcoholic grandfather. He was a deviant, abusive prick, but I owe much of my success in business to the way he raised me and my brothers. He was a successful entrepreneur owning multiple local businesses. He worked hard and he passed that work ethic down to me. I have far surpassed my grandfather as I own 12 car dealerships in multiple states and have a partial stake in 3 Whataburger fast food restaurants. My mansion dwarfs his old home. In fact, his house is even the size of my guest house. When it comes to sexual conquest, it isn't even close. He was married to a hideous bitch of a woman, while I have had innumerable sexual partners. I never date women over the age of 27, and they are always objectively an 8.5 or higher. Due to my looks, muscle-bound physique, and deep pockets, I always had between 1 to 3 girlfriends at any given time. I hope your thick, meaty legs haven't hampered your ability to sling dick. Nothing worse than struggling to maintain the Kama Sutra sex position when you're deep into a bulk because your legs are so big. Hate that. You just can't get all up in the pussy the way you'd normally like to. That's the end of the post from that guy. We learned about him then.
He covered a lot there. There's like 5 or 6 layers of mental illness going on with this guy at one time. That's cool.
Yeah. I like that his insane, violent grandfather passed on the work ethic and also apparently passed on a few dealerships that he owned. He's acting like he just randomly stumbled into these car dealerships.
The Whataburger thing is probably his own thing.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like, I hit this place on the way home from the gym every fucking day. Like, I might as well own the place. And he's like, wait, I might as well own the place. Yeah.
I can't imagine having a mansion and, like, bragging on Reddit about it.
I can't, well, mansion is probably hyperbole at this point. I mean,
who's to say?
Some sort of cookie cutter McMansion in a cul-de-sac somewhere, right? But yeah, the fact of like talking about like, there's that one guy on Twitter that everybody makes fun of who claims to be a doctor, but he's really like an anesthesiologist or something, and he's always like taking pictures of himself with cars and stuff. Do you know about this guy?
Not sure.
Chris something or other, but he's this guy. He got found out because he would take pictures of himself. Like, he's like, just bought this house, and it was like one of those like pre-made prefab houses and stuff. And then he was like, just bought this car, and it was like a car in a parking lot. And then people started using like Google Maps and like finding out that he was like taking these pictures at like a dealership. And then like a development that was like the model house. Nobody was living there. But he's still doing it. He's still out there kicking around. He's one of these guys that just has no other. There's no one else in his life to give him any sort of like congratulatory stuff, so he has to fabricate it online in order to get it. And I think that's probably a lot of the guys that we're going to read posts from today are very much like that. So.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Really cool.
Yeah, well, honestly, that sounds like fun to just, if you're that mentally ill, you can actually pretend that that's real. That sounds great.
It's real to me. It's all real to me, damn it. This is another one from bodybuilding.com. My bad bra posted, just LMAO if you're not MGTOW.
MGTOW. MGTOW. MGTOW. MGTOW.
If you don't go MGTOW, you'll never unleash your true power. And EOD8989 replied, "If you do, you will never get laid, but if you want my honest opinion, it's not really worth it to chase women." To which a guy named Super Hercules replied, "You look like a partially deflated King Kong Bundy, LOL."
Mm, that's a tough
pretty
one.
Sick burn. That's pretty good.
That is a... Everyone look up King Kong Bundy if you're not familiar. You don't want to be... deflated or inflated or partially either
you
version
you do
of
not
him.
Want to be compared to that man in the least.
Wasn't he the inspiration for one of the guys on Punch Out?
King Hippo. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds yeah. another guy you don't want to be compared to.
Hey, Greg, you got a cool King Hippo thing going on there.
Anything with Hippo in the name, you're probably going to want to avoid looking like. Not a good one, no. Well, speaking of, GeoCities user posted this thread on Reddit. A bodybuilder that I look up to told me he's been celibate for 5 years from our MGTOW.
MGTOW. MGTOW. MGTOW.
This guy is 200 pounds of pure muscle, constantly at the gym doing massive workouts, posting photos of traveling the world, hitting up beaches, etc. I just assumed he was a Chad. Turned out a guy I was looking up to as a role model was already in MGTOW before I even knew what MGTOW was. Now I look up to him even more. I wish I could get my head on that straight to be that dedicated to fitness and spend that much time traveling the world in a Speedo and not caring about women or what they think. He has damn near a female fan club, and apparently he wants nothing to do with it. Sometimes you find inspiration in places you don't think you'll find it. And Cash Money X responded, "He's gay as fuck, trust me." Which is the ultimate MGTOW move, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. He's the truest form of MGTOW. Mm-hmm. He has left women completely behind. not just by choice, but just by his own genetic makeup.
Mostly by choice, though, is what you're saying. I think that's a choice that people make.
That's right. It's a choice. It's right. You can choose whatever you want to do, folks.
I mean,
you can be whoever you want.
I mean, even if you were born gay, you still have to make the choice to hang out with guys. Like, you should still date women, even if you're born gay, right? Like, it's still a choice that you're making. And, one that Report This Post wholeheartedly does not endorse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. The statements of my co-host do not reflect my... Yeah. looking up to somebody as a Chad, that is sick. Sick. Strange behavior.
Yeah, so this guy...
There's a lot of that to them.
So traveling the world in a Speedo. Again,
no red flags there. I mean, he looks great, though. I mean, if you look that good. There was a time in my life where I wore a Speedo and I looked really bad, but that was part of what made it really funny to me. So,
good classic bit.
There's two ends of the spectrum. You either got like a Jack Black body on the Speedo, or you're like cut like a Greek god. There's the in between is just real bad,
or they're like super skinny is not good either.
Yeah, just your arms and legs are the same width, and you just got like a sheet of paper.
There's like a gap between the front of the Speedo and your hips. There's it's not even
you're eating chips, they're falling down in there. Oh my god.
Boy, that's hot.
Speaking of little guys, someone posted a photo of a competitive bodybuilder on Our Bodybuilding with the comment, "Manlet spotted."
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little short guy there.
Yep.
And a now deleted user replied, "If this guy called another user an N-word, he would probably have been banned. But somehow Manlet is going to be acceptable? Moderators need to show some balls and delete this entire thread and then ban the parent poster for offensive and degrading words that have no place to be used here."
Mm-hmm.
And I should note that he did not censor the N-word. He used it fully.
Yes.
The OP replied, "Manlet number two spotted." And another user added, I officially excommunicate you from the Manlet Pride movement. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. If a guy said a one word and then this guy is able to say an entirely different word that is not at all the same in any way whatsoever, why is that allowed?
How can he do that?
Shouldn't we ban all words on here? Probably for the best, honestly.
Well, I tell you what, that thread is so, there's so many deleted posts and users in that thread. It's like walking through like a rubble of like a Serbian village. There's just like nothing left.
Yeah. What? Why are bodybuilders the worst posters, or at least the most troublesome?
Testosterone? You know, that and no social skills, I would say, would be a lot of it. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of wannabe Chads.
They want it so bad.
Yeah. Like to be like me, like a real Chad. This is a question from our BDSM advice. I need things to say to my sub-bodybuilding boyfriend to make him feel real helpless and desperate. We were fooling around one day, and my long nail accidentally scratched into his armpit, and he winced. Then I did it again and again, until I was full-on straddling him and tickling the ever-living shit out of his helpless body. Turns out my muscle hunk is deathly ticklish everywhere. I didn't know I wanted to be a dom until that day, and he admitted that he loves being a sub, so it works out. He's a cop. He has handcuffs. So I already planned to handcuff him above his head and blindfold him. He said as a bodybuilder, he loves his muscles being rendered useless and being, quote, not as tough as he thought, and being destroyed by a girl half his size and weight. My question, while he's blindfolded and tied down, what are some things I can whisper in his ear to make him really squirm? He already said that when he says things like no and okay, I'm your bitch, and he's begging, he really wants me to keep breaking him. What are some things I can say and things I can do to him to show him just how fucked he really is under my control? And Ginger Snap Spice suggests cock cages. Get a good one, though, not shitty ones. And there's no further elaboration on the difference between a good cock cage and a shitty one. Yeah, I would like to know.
Personally, I don't know what the difference is, so, I mean.
I guess if your cock can get out easily, that would be a shitty one.
It slips right through the bars, just falling out of there.
Well, I guess it depends on the size of your cock in that case.
Oh, man. My suggestion, if I may make one, would be to point his service weapon at his head during sex and make sure the safety's off.
And then shoot him in the head and murder him.
ACAB, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Just how great would it be if it got out, this guy's little secret life got out to his co-workers.
Oh, sure.
His fellow boys in blue.
Hey, Scott, I heard you like to get tickled. Mm-hmm. Fuck off, dude. God. Just a guy that's so buff he can't wipe his own ass properly.
Oh,
just...
yeah. Yeah, his old lady likes to back the blue, and by that I mean shove a dildo in his ass. Is that what backing the blue means?
That's pretty good. That. See if we can work out. Let's make some merch around that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got an idea. Okay.
Uh-oh. All right. Write it down. We'll get to that one later.
Great. So, why bodybuilding is the most important recreational activity for white men was posted as a thread over on stormfront.org.
All right.
Number one, build muscle. There are numerous proven health benefits to increasing your lean body mass, but probably the biggest argument against bodybuilding is that the muscles it builds are slow, puffy, and useless. This couldn't be further from the truth. The amount of world record-holding powerlifters who were former bodybuilders is a testament to this fact. Number two, get lean. Yes, getting shredded and having visible abs. What girl doesn't like a guy with some muscle and some definition? Number three, muscular balance. You are going to invite shoulder injury if you bench press all day, but neglect to train your back. or elbow injuries if you press too much and neglect your bicep and wrist muscles. The list goes on, but developing one group at the expense of another not only builds a misshapen and physique, but a less healthy and functional one at that. 4. Mindset. You are in a battle against gravity, against your body, against pain. It's the whole world against you, and only your willpower to determine if you will be victorious over weakness, the doubt of yourself, and the doubt of others. And when you finish that set knowing that you gave it all, there's few greater feelings. 5. Attractiveness. Most women like a guy who has a lean and muscular build. All other things being equal, you will have more success with women when you have a good body. Plus, knowing that you are more physically attractive will build your confidence, which only helps with women. The ultimate goal, more success with women equals more white children.
Yeah, really, I mean, I guess you could have just distilled the whole thing down to that.
Just like, the reason you should work out is so that to keep our white culture going.
Pure and great, yeah. Pretty great posts about that. And in fact, is a kind of a typical sort of thing that we can find in those circles, because guess what? I found another one from stormfront.org. Conflagration posted this thread. You're a race traitor if you don't lift weights. I'll give you a pass if you have a job where you do heavy labor like construction or roofing, but otherwise you're just presenting yourself as a cuck to society at large. There's no excuse anymore to not be a muscle beast. Weightlifting equipment is plentiful and can be had for next to nothing on Craigslist. If you have a computer and an internet connection, you have a personal trainer in the form of a million YouTube videos devoted to strength training. If someone had to give a physical description of you and they left out the words muscular or athletic, then you're basically a poser. If you want to be part of the master race, then start looking the part. User Nick B said, so even though I'm a combat veteran, have 2 beautiful white kids and a beautiful white wife, work around 50 hours a week with my main job and around 10 or so doing side jobs, volunteer with my community and church, and teach and play with my 2 kids, leaving me almost zero time to myself, I'm a race traitor because I'm not a, quote, muscle beast? I mean, this right here is some dumb stuff. I bike around 10 miles daily and do actually lift weights, but I'm not a, quote, muscle beast. I am strong and fairly fit, though. Just blows my mind that I'm in the same category as mud sharks.
Had to get it in there. Got it in at the end. Just under the wire.
And folks, if you don't know what a mud shark is, it's a, it's a white woman who sleeps with black gentlemen. So, pretty incredible.
Well, Nick, what can I say?
Sorry, it's true, though.
You gotta start juicing, buddy. You gotta get on the gear. Can't possibly allow yourself to fall off that top echelon of white humanity, mm-hmm. Down into the mud with all those beasts, animals,
those beasts of burden, known as
savages,
white women. Which is, I guess, that's true.
Imagine like being that guy and being like, oh, this sucks. Like, my favorite website, and I feel like shit now. Damn it. I thought we were just going to come on here and bash the Jews, not make me feel bad.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Christ. Okay, yeah. That's fun. Cool.
Great. Well, a now-deleted user posted a screenshot of a text message from his mom to our bodybuilding. Mom's trying to be supportive, LOL. Here's what the text read. Just a reminder not to get your muscles too big, because of the minute you stop working out, it will turn to fat and you will have saggy skin, and there ain't nothing you can do for that, and your legs and bones will have to carry the extra. Love you. And my Drassus replied, supportive moms. My mom said during a conversation, so I guess I'll have to cook more veggies instead of rice when your cut starts. Fucking best mom ever. And another user asked, how old are you guys? And the OP replied, 38.
Oh, man. Yep, that sounds about right. Yeah, your mom shouldn't know about your... what you're eating,
your intake
for your working out when you're closing in on 40. Just shouldn't. First of all, you shouldn't be talking to your parents. That's a number one. That's where a lot
talking to your parents is a female trait.
That is where a lot of trouble starts. So let's cut that out. There's probably, you know, there probably is some thread on one of these forums. It's like, cut your parents out of your life, bro. They are weighing you down from your goals of being a ripped muscle beast or whatever. And that I agree with. Mom, who's probably what, 60 something?
On the low side, probably, yeah.
Has to pop in to say, by the way, don't get your muscles too big.
Oh, Mom.
Mommy has definitely called her mommy before.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, all the time.
Well, this is kind of around the same sort of vibe as some of our last few posts. This was posted on a website for incels. Why do females come to the gym? They try to show off their small and non-existent asses. It only looks decent for some because most women are short and proportions make illusionally have, quote, decent-sized asses. But I can see through that and realize most of these girls' asses are trash and unimpressive. A real great ass is my ass. I worked my ass off building monstrous booty that makes the gay dudes go fruity. My ass is rock solid thick and muscle and very impressive. It pops out regardless if I wear sweatpants or not. In fact, females don't even come close to males in terms of body anatomy and muscle proportions. Look how trash female bodybuilding is compared to male bodybuilding. The male body is the most superior. The only thing femoids have that is that disgusting roast beef curtains. Female asses are disgusting and flabby and unimpressive. And they like to get big butt implants in Photoshop and have anterior pelvic tilt in their photos to make it look, quote, big. Fucking Instagram whores.
Nice.
Yep.
Cool.
Definitely a gay guy, I would say.
Yeah, I would say this guy just wants to completely bang another guy right up the muscular ass. That's or be on the receiving end of it. I mean, it's a real real talking right around the subject, but not really hitting on it. I do like the monstrous booty that makes the gay dudes go fruity is a pretty good.
So wait, they go. They're already fruity though.
That's they're already thing. Gay, but now they're like they're on the next gay? Level. They're going real free.
Like if he was saying it made straight guys go free, I'm like, well, that's impressive. But come on,
your ass is being lusted after by a gay man who we all know how they feel about butts. You just can't get enough of.
Yeah, they gay men will fuck literally any other man. So it's not impressive. That's all they do.
But yes, I think we're on the same page here. That this guy definitely just wants to get a little in and out between the cheeks. So. And good for him. Everybody, you know what?
Everybody it's natural for wants. Everybody to want it See all the time. And to get angry when they realize that they want it. That's just what everyone goes through.
Is that what all those holes punched in the drywall is about? Hey, okay, someone asked our bodybuilding, should I be on creatine? I'm 17.
Nope, would be my first response.
I was talking to the guy in GNC, and he said creatine basically pumped blood to your muscles to build mass. This made me think, though. I'm pretty defined, and I don't want to become all bulky and lose my definition, but I still want mass, you know? I've been getting pretty good results recently. The past 2 months, I've been working out much more and been on a no-fap and gained 8 to 9 pounds. I'm 5'8 and weigh 156 pounds. What effect would creatine have on me at this point? And Gooberzilla replied, I wouldn't trust anything anyone says at GNC. Mm. And C130 Flare Bitch added, as a GNC employee, I can confirm that almost all of us are retarded and will feed you bullshit to get our sweet, sweet commission. Don't go to GNC for advice.
They get commission at GNC?
Yep.
Well,
they get a sales commission on stuff. That's why they're always trying to push the $60 protein shake bullshit that is literally indifferent from anything else you can get.
I figured it was just like a normal store where there's just employees. Leave me alone when I clearly don't want to talk to them.
When was the last time you were in a GNC?
Oh, that's my point. I've never been in one, so I just assumed it was like a Walgreens or something where no one wants anything to do with you, which is the most ideal possible store.
Well, Walgreens is like, is there anyone working? Is it just, can I just take this shit? Do you care?
Yeah, I was in a Walgreens recently where it was, I mean, that no one even looked at me when I was like trying to just buy something, and it was like several minutes just standing there. Then lady's like, "Did you want something?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, kind of." I don't just come here for the sightseeing. Just stand in front of a counter and look at all the stuff, you know.
The scents, the smells, the out of date, the Halloween candy from 4 years ago, mm-hmm. that's still inexplicably on the bottom shelf, just covered in 2 inches of dust. Who is this for?
Yeah. But I
still full price, too.
But I respect it, because I prefer that over the guy who clearly doesn't, I guess, is making commission and just doesn't understand that I just don't care, man. Please don't talk to me. Now I got the AirPods, and it's hopefully even more evident that I do not want to talk to anybody at any point ever. A 17-year-old doing NoFap seems like the worst idea on the planet. How could you even?
I couldn't imagine.
How could you even do that?
Can't imagine. Yeah. Not excusing yourself in the middle of a biology class to go jack off because you saw a diagram of a tit inside your textbook.
Or just doing it right there in class.
I think we've all experienced that. I know I have. We all went to high school with a guy who would just jack off at his desk, folks. I mean, we love it.
Found a clip from a TLC show where a female bodybuilder was looking for love. Here's some comments. Women like her have trouble finding someone because they look like men, and that is the simple truth of it. Response to that from this guy says, and men are pussies now. She needs a real alpha. And then response to that from another guy, real alphas are on death row.
They got to lock them away from the women.
I guess so.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be any for the rest.
So I guess the ultimate alpha move is to murder someone, it sounds like.
You murder someone so violently that you're
and
put to
obviously,
death.
Like, all evidence points to you murdering someone.
It's just my alpha tendencies. I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah. You
know, bring me some women. You're never going to see anyone ever. Like, you are dead. You are going to die. Like, you're just, oh, this isn't how I get women? No?
Jeffrey Dahmer, big time alpha, huh? Drilling holes into 17-year-old black
pre-teens,
boys.
Yeah.
That's some alpha shit, bro.
Damn. Some people online would probably think it is, though, so that's fine.
Mm. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jail, BryGuy6145 posted legal trouble to the boards at bodybuilding.com.
Okay.
I am looking for some advice because I'll be starting my new workout next week. I'm about 6 foot, and about a month ago, I weighed about 150 pounds. A month ago, I got arrested, and due to the stress, I lost about 10 to 15 pounds. I didn't have a lot of body fat to begin with, so I'm not really sure where the lost weight came from. I'm feeling better now, so I'm looking to really get back into things. I was working out 5 days a week and was showing some definite signs of improvement. I would just go back to the same workout, but I was thinking that maybe I should try something different. Due to the legal trouble I'm in, is it possible that in about 6 months' time, I could be in prison for several years? The advice I would like from experienced folks like you is, for me to be able to build the most amount of muscle in the least amount of time given my body type, what would be the best workout program to use, along with what supplements to use? And a now banned user, Kingfish3, replied, my advice is to not go to jail and hide. What did you do? Well, it turns out the OP had a party where he served alcohol to a bunch of underage teens, and one of them died.
God. That is such a perfect douchebag guy thing to do, huh?
Yeah. So his first thing is like, hey, guys, I'm going to be going to prison soon for A lot of time. Could you guys do me a favor and tell me how I can get absolutely jacked before I'm locked away so that I'm not just completely decimated by the other inmates every single day of my life? Thanks.
Good for... Well, I hope he's doing all right there now, all ripped. And... Probably will find some guys who turned fruity in there from several guys' booties.
They don't have much else to go off of, so yeah.
And speaking of that, here's another one from bodybuilding.com. A gentleman posted, people like Olympic weightlifters. Some of them are pretty skinny and have unbelievable strength. How? Well, here's a response. I'm posting from prison in the Netherlands. Netherlands is soft as shit. We are allowed to have internets in prison, single cells, no bum rape. I got 9 months for trying to rob a mail office with a water gun with a traffic cone on my head. I got sued by the receptionist who I hurt with the cone. Netherlands is win. I might just do it again. It's just like home, but I don't have to work, clean, or cook, and the food is decent. Only problem is I'm next to some shitwad cell who starts making loud comments about the Holy Lord when I'm watching porn with the sound on and they don't allow headphones. He got in there for beating a gay guy up.
Okay.
Okay.
And completely answers the question of how are those skinny guys so strong?
Thanks.
Great. Assuming he probably posted that on a lot of threads. But I will say that is one way of getting free room and board while you're traveling around.
Folks, if you ever want to just hang out somewhere for a few months without a care in the world, get a water gun and a traffic cone and then go to a mail office and then just wallop the receptionist with the cone in the head for some reason. They just wail away on that broad, that
and
beefy
then you get
broad.
To get locked. You get to lock up in a cell where you can jack off and do whatever you want. It sounds like, except not leaving.
Yeah. So he's able to watch porn. I like the whole like, we'll let you have internet and watch porn. We draw the line at headphones though. Like
everybody's gonna have to hear the weird shit you're into. Sorry. Maybe that'll deter you. Nope, not this guy. No sir.
Just listening, like, to really intimidate the other guys, listen to, like, podcasts about, like, how to violently rape everyone in prison, and then everyone's like, whoa, I gotta leave this guy alone. It's a good idea.
This guy's jacking off. This freak's jacking off. He's ruining my murder planning time.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Love my true crime podcasts in prison.
About me.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool, actually.
Great. I found a Facebook page titled simply body-building in all caps. And a lady named Tebang Tabai asked, simple protein if you don't have money to buy, name them? ? And here's some responses. Chicken hearts, pretty nasty but easy to get down in spaghetti sauce with lots of spices and some cheese. Mm. Eggs, keep a few layers in your backyard for continuous supply. Peanuts, in all caps. And sperm, period. Which got a bunch of angry faces. So.
I mean, I don't think it is good protein, but I'm not exactly
sure. I mean, there's a little bit to it. There's a little bit to it. But,
okay.
Just going to have to drink a lot.
Challenge accepted. Never had chicken hearts. I can't imagine ever eating those.
They're not bad, depending on how they're made. They're very tough. They look like dog food before it's been dehydrated.
Oh.
So that's fun.
That's awful. Wow, they do have a shitload of protein in it. Holy fuck.
I can't imagine mixing them with any sort of spaghetti. Just a big bowl of chicken hearts and, like, ragu.
Would it be something if you just, simmered in something for like 4 hours or something, it might help. Where there's just like nothing resembling flavor from that anymore.
I don't know. I mean, they have a very, they're very liver kind of flavor, but they're very, they're also incredible. I mean, they're hearts, so they're very tough. They're very, like, they're like, they're hard.
Well, those
make me hungry.
Yeah, I don't think chicken hearts would be posted in this thread that I found on R Bodybuilding in a discussion about veganism. But another guy offered his own two cents about vegan. I know one thing is for certain about vegan women: their pussy tastes better. I was a porn actor for 2 years and worked with women of all shades, diets, and personalities. A few were vegans, and they always tasted better. Smokers' pussy tasted the worse. Didn't matter what they smoked, the poon was always just off.
Yep, I can believe that.
Great. Didn't really, like, the thread was about, like, you know, hey, what kind of, vegan protein.
It was just like, have you tried pussy? Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, I know one thing is for certain. It's like, okay. It seems like a lot of guys just like saying things in these threads without really thinking about what the hell they're saying.
They don't have anybody else to talk to. I mean, that's the thing. They are lonely wanderers. They are the pilgrims of online.
They're the shoguns of...
yeah, that's right.
Just valiant warriors.
300-pound, muscle-bound guy in those little wooden clog, little flip-flops.
Yeah.
Can't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. Yeah, I can believe, I mean, fellas, you know, what you eat makes your semen taste different, so it only makes sense that a lady who's a two-pack a day is going to taste like an ashtray down there.
It's simple logic.
God, that sounds so bad.
Now, what if you just drink gallons of cum every day? What is that? How does that affect your cum? Asking for a friend?
Okay, sure.
What if your a friend of mine drinks 20 gallons of cum every day? What would he do about that?
Hey, you got to pause the podcast. My cum truck delivery just...
One of those, what are they called? The big water jugs you put on the dispenser?
Yeah, that's right.
Just full of jugs. I get warm or cold out of this. Pretty good. Sparkling cum.
Can you put it in a soda stream? There's a test. Okay.
Guys.
Got something to do after we record this afternoon. We got to check something.
We know a lot of our listeners are big fans of soda stream due to their Israeli influence. So go ahead and use the one that you have fill it with your goddamn cum and let us know.
Yeah. Put it in the comments. Thanks, everybody. All right. Last one for me for this episode. Kelso posted to bodybuilding.com, I wear adult diapers.
Great.
Are you aware I suffer from a condition called hyperhidrosis, which basically means my sweat glands are like leaky faucets? I am 29 years old, but wear adult diapers so the back of my pants doesn't have a streak of wetness down them. At first, this was all I used them for, to cover up the stain of my butt sweat, but over time, I learned to enjoy wearing diapers for the other benefits they confer. I can pee in public. I can be speaking to someone, and I can literally pee in my pants, and no one will know but me. There are a few things quite as stimulating as unloading my bladder into soft, cottony absorbent material and letting my penis swim around in urine for a while before everything was absorbed. Yesterday, I was talking to a woman I have a crush on, and I peed myself, and it was the most erotic thing that's ever happened to me. I tried pooping in them once, but it was a horrible mess to clean up, and it smelled bad.
Really? See, I wouldn't think so. Boy, that's good. This is a...
Accidentally getting into diaper.
I mean, I think that a lot of our we see a lot of those things online where it's like I'm incontinent and all that, but also I do jerk off while wearing the diapers. I do sit in my shit all day and then ejaculate while I'm doing that. So,
I mean, it's just, that's kind of what I, you know.
Hey, life gives you lemons. Well,
I'm already wearing them.
You make lemonade.
I'm already wearing them. Yeah, well, they do. A lot of it.
And then they let their penis swim in it, which I don't understand the physics of that one. Oh, that sounds so awful. I don't want my penis swimming in anything. It's just not.
Doesn't sound good.
Might as well wrap it up with this post here. For some reason, there was a discussion about fucking dogs on bodybuilding.com, and a lot of comments on it, but this one stands out above all else. First of all, dog cum is not thick, but thin and watery. It does not have a strong taste. Some members refer to it as tasting somewhat metallic, as though you put a copper penny in your mouth and sucked on it. If you're going to do oral on a dog, almost any dog will do, because size isn't important as long as he's willing to let you masturbate and suck him. Just go for it and swallow away.
Holy shit.
It really is a forum for all sorts of topics and hobbies to discuss. And that is also similar to next week's Reboot This Post, which will be about a different kind of online freak. It is the folks who believe in a little thing called QAnon.
That'll be real good.
A lot has happened since the first time we did QAnon back in, I feel like, probably about 2 years ago. I feel like early 2019 is when we did that. Could easily find out, but just not going to do that right now. We'll figure it out by next week, folks.
Or we won't.
Or we won't. Hey, who's to say? So.
And you'll still listen to it. You. Because what else are you going to do?
Greedy little pigs. Goodbye, everybody.